You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, let's jump right back into this, the five lies of Islam, and go through them. Lie number one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie number two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie number three, Allah is just another name for God. Lie number four, that Jesus Christ for the Muslims is the same as Jesus Christ for the Christians. And lie number five, that the Quran is a holy book. Now, let me state this up front so I don't want people getting a wrong idea. I don't hate Muslims. Muslims are mainly good people. Just like the average Muslim is a decent person, the average Christian is a decent person. And just like the average Christian who doesn't know what the Bible actually says and doesn't know or doesn't believe it to the point where they're willing to literally do it, neither does the average Muslim. They really don't know what Islam teaches, and they really don't believe it down to their core where they're willing to do exactly what Islam teaches, because if they were, and they did, you would have to define them then as a radical Islamic person that goes out and carries out jihad and war against the rest of the world. Because if you truly believe what the Quran says, that's what you're going to do. And that's why it's so important. I said it the last show. Let me say it again. We have to bring the Muslims to the Lord before they kill us and bring us to the sword. I don't hate Muslims. I love Muslims. They're created in God's image too. They don't worship God. They worship Satan. But we're all created in God's image, and therefore we should love and not hate. Let's talk about a lie that's commonly told by the media. See, the media backs the Islamic lies. You'll hear the term Allah Akbar. Now, when these crazies are out there screaming right before they blow themselves up or they chop the heads off of Christians or Jews, They scream Allah Akbar, and we're told that it means God is great. And that's what the media would like us and all of the Muslims would like us to believe. But that's not what it means. It means Allah is greater. Not Allah is great. Allah is greater. Well, greater than who or what? Greater than the God of the Jews and the Christians who reject Muhammad and reject Allah. The Jews and Christians rejected Muhammad. And in the Quran 205, Shura Ali Madia 5, verse 51 says, neither take the Jews nor the Christians for your friends. The Jews and the Christians are friends with one another. So it prohibits a Muslim from being friends with a Jew or a Christian. See, that's why I say the average Muslim doesn't literally believe this, because the average Muslim could, you know, be friendly towards you and be your friend. It says, anyone who befriends them will become one of their numbers. Jews and Christians are people of the book. And who said that he was greater than God? Because that's what Allah's claim about, or Muhammad's claim about Allah is. It's Lucifer. It's Satan. Isaiah 14:13, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will always sit on the congregation on the farther sides in the north. There you have it. Allah is Satan. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.